Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Three Dog made this one.
Too much flex, too much flex, too much flex, too much flex. Get into the money, I'm up next, I'm up next. Too much flex, too much flex, too much flex, too much flex. All about my money, counting checks, counting checks. Don't talk on the phone, no, I just like to text, text. I be in my zone, zone, give me my respect, respect. No, I don't talk to haters, haters, no. That's because they whack, yeah. You know I run the game, run it like I'm running track, facts. Facts. Everybody know that I'm the best, best. Plus you know I'm better than the rest, the rest. But everybody knows
sure.
That
it's the Big and Lazy podcast.
Big
I'm Big.
Lazy.
I got my homie and co-host.
And I'm your boy Lazy, man. All day, every day, man. We back with another motherfucking legend, man. I'm going to go ahead and say it, man.
A legend. I ain't go.
Legacy. When we talk about legacy, and you talk about name, hold, and wait for the right things.
Yeah.
You know, so your kids can walk around and be who they want to be. Legacy.
Mr.
You know
Sold Out Saturday himself.
Man.
Cole, man. What's up, man?
Man, what up? What up? I appreciate that, man.
No problem at all, bro. Thank you for coming to fuck with us, bro. Real talk, bro.
Appreciate your host, man.
Man, we always try to get people that we admire and we find intriguing and know that they have some good conversation, bro. So that's our goal, to really like big up the city, man. So
yes.
Having you on is like it's like a blessing, because you ain't canceled. We had a lot of people cancel.
Two hoods for Hollywood.
Once I tell you I'm coming.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Definitely.
So how you been, bro?
I've been smooth.
That's what's up.
Busy, consistent, and just trying to find a way.
There you go.
That's it.
So let's get into the Little League. Like, man, like, that's dope that you didn't came full circle. Like,
that's what we were just talking about.
You was a player.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, man, the Rams used to kick our asses, man.
Yeah.
I swear.
Everybody asks.
It's Pee Wee year every year, man. We'll win, get to the championship game, and the Rams is just.
We beat y'all 1 year.
34.
Okay,
same
yeah,
age.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
we beat y'all 1 year when they had Cordy and them. I played for PCC up until my senior year.
Okay.
And we thought we won the championship because that was the first round we beat the Rams. You know they're going to try to fucking give us the Yellow Jackets, though. Shit was not even cool.
It was the Rams, Yellow Jackets, and Jets.
It was a three-headed monster, wasn't
hell
it?
Yeah.
Man, that was a
10th Street.
Yeah, 10th Street.
10th Street was always in it.
Yeah,
but like I said, man, PCC, bro, you might beat us. But we had the biggest team. Yeah. We always had the biggest team.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I'll be 33 this year.
He's like 200.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before we get into it, man, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Big and Lazy Podcast. Instagram, Big and Lazy Pod. Anywhere you can find podcasts, download. We need y'all download, listen, like, subscribe, and share it to a friend.
Yeah.
So you've been around for a long time in the Little League. Who's the best person to come out, the best person you didn't seen to come out the... It was the Muhammad Ali League. I don't know what it is now, but
I seen plenty of great athletes at the Ali League, bro. I swear.
Yeah. Oh my God,
like,
bro!
Like older version. Like I've been playing in Ali since I was 6 years old. You feel me? So when I was six, it was a dude named Richard Woodlock. You know, he played for the Rams.
Uh huh.
You know, he's a community activist now.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, him, Alonzo Evans, because I grew up under him.
I know
Alonzo.
You feel me? I was just a young kid. I'm looking up to him like, damn, these niggas is pros.
Yeah.
So I just stuck around with them, just playing basketball. I kept a ball in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, football, baseball.
Yeah.
But, you know, the best athlete that I played with in Little League was Sean Beeson.
Baby Sean?
Yeah.
Grove was a monster, too.
Name still ring bells.
Yeah. Like, it was a whole lot.
It's a lot of them, man.
But it was amazing what Sean was doing, though.
His name still ring bells. I cut her, too. And when people would be in the barbershop talking about the same Little League shit, they'd be like, man, Baby Sean.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me? But Todd was one of the hardest players I ever played against. Yeah. When the Yellow Jackets had Todd and Shiz.
Chris King, yeah.
Chris, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. See, I played against Lamont. Todd, shit, sophomore year. It was PIP versus Eastern.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We was up on 21-0.
Yeah.
Halftime. Then we came out second half. Them nigga took off on us, bro.
He's
also one of the fastest game. I ever seen play run that ball, too.
Yeah. But Baby Sean, he'll touch the ball five times and score five times. It was...
Man,
yeah,
I remember that shit though.
Yeah, I remember
a human highlight, bro.
Fat J used to be play for our seniors when I was either a junior. I think I was a junior, and they was playing Baby Sean, and they got real mad at us. I think I was like a junior, like my first year of junior, and Baby Sean and them was seniors.
Yeah,
and they beat the shit out of PCC at Fly J.
Yeah,
and they got mad at us. It was like, y'all weak, man. Every time he touched the ball, he scored.
Yeah,
but that was the good old days too, man. I feel like now, like the Little League shit's kind of like watered down. Like you got good things to come out of it, but then it's like too much politics behind this shit, and everybody want to be the best. Like it really, I feel like growing up, it was about us.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Our coaches was old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had, like, it was about, I ain't saying there wasn't no janky shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Any organization might have some, with money being involved, might have some janky shit going on. But at the end of the day, like, we played. Like, and that was all it was about.
Everything was sold out.
Park sold out.
Yeah.
Chicken going.
Man.
That was the best thing. Win or lose, you get you some chicken and fries, you straight.
So what's the biggest difference, would you say, that's from back then to now? Like,
shit, I think just the internet, for real.
Mm-hmm.
That fucked it up. Like, people just too busy running their mouth and starting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just unnecessary beef and, you know, shit. Then once the kids see all that shit, then they gonna feed into it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's still good in it though.
Yeah.
Right.
It ain't like it was back in the day at all.
Yeah. I think it's I still love the game. I love the Little League shit, because last year was my last year coaching though.
Yeah.
I can't do it no more.
How long you been coaching?
I've been coaching since 2019.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My first year, so I got sucked into it because we went to the championship.
Yeah.
We won. So he was like, hey, man, if you really serious, man, you want to go down with the Mighty Mites, man, and take over. I'm like, that's cool. So I stuck with it. Two Mighty Mite years, two Pee Wee years, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, like I said, I like the game, but it's like, it's too, like, some of the parents be, like, they don't want to take them to the traveling teams because it costs too much.
Yeah.
But then you won't bring them over, and I got to pick them up, take, which I don't care. But I was pulling up with 7-8 kids.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
I got burnt out of shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I got sucked into it when they think you nice.
Yeah.
Shit get old quick, bro, because
parents going to take advantage of you.
Yeah, they take advantage of you. But with the traveling shit, bro, I feel like it should be one or two teams to really represent the city, because you got, you feel me? That takes away from the
inner city shit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because then you get all the kids that either didn't make a team over there, or then their parents is like, yeah, we was at the whoop de whoop last year, but the expectations are still high. Like, this is a normal league. We ain't going past the Gene Snyder unless we going, you know, play Franklin County, Longhorns, you know, Radcliffe, or the Hurricanes. But even then, that's cool. That's the most packed games I see when we go out to the counties. But it's just watered down. Coaches fighting on Facebook, and like, man, coach, shout out Coach Blue and them at PCC, and Coach Shep and them at the Senior Jets. You know, Coach RP, Coach Burkers.
Yeah,
man, they was OGs, man.
Yeah.
What I don't get is why they ranking these kids. Like, I did. That's some monkey ass shit, if you ask me,
that's
bro.
That's a money grab.
Yeah, it is, ain't it? Like, it is, the best six and under team, best seven. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you even know? I don't get that. Like, that's just some old.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just think it could be organized more with the traveling shit. Like, it shouldn't be 10, 11 traveling teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
should be one city.
It should be a few that's representing the city, and they really going and playing the best of the best, because once at the end of the season, they go do all them tournaments and Panama and all that. Like, it's a clean sweep. Ain't nobody winning. You know what I'm saying?
Because we too divided, bro.
Yeah, we definitely ain't enough talent. And everybody want to be the man.
That's what it is. That's why there's so many different teams on different ages.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? So. It's sick. And then it's like the coaching. You know what I'm saying? The coaches is doing it for them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got 30 kids on the sideline. You feel me? If you really got a real good team like that, like, man, these parents paying $400, $500 for your kids to play. You know what I'm saying? If not, send them to the regular league. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure. You have a limit. Like, I want 15 of the best.
That's how it be. But, like, the league now, once you playing for a travel ball, it's like you can't come back. Over. So
that's fucked up. We suffer from that. Yeah, we kind of suffer from that. Shout out Mr. 50, man. Shout out little Jalen and went to play for Sunnyside, but he had played for the he had played for the Dragons since he was a Pee-wee, since he was a Mighty Mike with my son. They the same age. Mm-hmm. They played 2 years Mighty Mike, 2 years Pee-wee, 2 years Junior. They went to the championship the first year Junior. And they lost, and they went just this past year, juniors. But he went and played 7-on-7 with the travel ball. Then I think he played like a couple games, you know what I'm saying? But he tried to come back once the season started. And they was like, the head coach said, the president said, if these three players play for you again this year,
it's over.
You cut. You know what I'm saying? Cutting your season,
Man, it's like that, bro.
Cutthroat, ain't it?
But you got to think, though. If he's going to play in with some of the best of the best of the best kids, then it's not fair for him to come back to the
league. Scout a competitive advantage.
Yeah. Which I don't understand neither, because it was so many kids that had competitive advantage over us growing up. It was crazy. Like, I didn't want to go play Todd and Shiz and them. The niggas was really hurting kids. Like, one time at the Jets at our Jamboree, it was my senior year. The Jets versus the Yellow Jackets at California Park. Darren Render's mama was in the motorcycle club. She rode us up to the field. We was deep. I'm talking about it was hundreds and hundreds of people at the
Park. I remember that day.
It was cracking.
And they put hot sauce in the hospital.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, I remember
that. Oh, yeah, I forgot Baby Joe played.
I was there. Yes. That was crazy.
I'm talking about sauce broke. Broke so good. I'm thinking he's going to score. Shiz hit him low. Yeah. You know, Shiz got a big ass fucking head. Like, he's a grown. They call him Ray Lewis. You feel me? One of my best friends. Shout out Shiz.
I ain't never seen him play, though. I swear.
He was just stupid big.
Yeah. Like, he went to PIP with me.
Yeah, he did.
I was trying to recruit him to play, but he was just on some bullshit. Like, man, fuck that shit.
Niggas was gangster by the end. Trying to be gangster. But I remember like it was yesterday, because we finally really got a break. Even though we won that game, it was close. And Hot Sauce broke. He was like a first year senior. So, you know, he's touching the ball a lot, but he's just now coming off motherfucking juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he broke so good. Shiz hit him low so hard. Boom, his whole body went in there like he got hit by a car. And Todd just came in like...
Cleaned him up.
Cleaned him up and fell on him, and it like drug.
Yeah.
Man, it broke bro's collarbone. Yeah, they couldn't even get his shoulder pads off. Man, he was walking off like, Lord. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, jeez.
Is that still New Blood Alley? Is that a...
That's
illegal. That was wild. That was wild times, boy.
I tried my best to bring it back, but like, these kids is kind of just different too. Like,
different. It ain't no kind of they are.
Yeah, it definitely.
How are they different? How would you say they like just a little?
They not how we was.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like, we was about that shit, but you know, I don't know, bro. These kids just different.
I tell you one thing, like the Blood Alley thing, for instance. Like, that either makes you or break you.
Yes.
Like, even if you weren't the best on the team, if some you weren't scared to go Blood Alley, niggas fuck with you. He ain't scared. He ain't in the back. You might not never get in the game, but we fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, it made you or broke you.
Yeah.
Now, that shit break you, man, you'll never see a kid again.
Yeah.
Like, real talk, though. I try to pull one of them methods, like, if you don't want to be here, take your ass home. Go take your parent, come see me. And I ain't seen him no more, bro. I'm like, damn.
Make you take a different approach, man.
Hey, real talk, bro. Because, like, this year we struggled. So I needed every kid, bro. Uh-huh. And I told his ass, go home. I ain't never seen him. I'm like, bro, I got Kylie.
But that's why you, you said you pick him up, though. Yeah, that's why you said you pick him up, too, because I struggle. Like, I started the season like 18 on my roster.
Yeah.
And I was feeling good because it's like, I was deep. Yeah. I was like, I got pieces. I got, you know what I'm saying? Right before weighing, I lost like 3 10th Street Cardinal kids that I had swept up. Somebody had found them, was like, hell no. Like,
transfer portal.
No, they went right back. I called LeBron's phone, like, what happened? Like he was my homie, too. He was like, my dad just said that. But they said I was nicer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know the balance. Like, these kids is different. We had coaches like that. Like, if you don't want to play football, get the fuck off my field. Oh, don't come back. Tell your mama I said it. Yeah. You be back tomorrow because I ain't, you know. Yeah. But
now the parents ain't going to bring them back. Like, hey, what's
hell
going
yeah.
on? Hell yeah. But now, our parents, now, hell they no. I'm a fucking.
You yelling at my baby?
You, stay on in the room and, you know, play your game. Get out of my face. And
And that's the time, too. My parents was different because my parents wasn't even staying to watch practice.
Nah.
You getting dropped off. Like, you have certain dads that's out there and shit like that, but hell no. Like, that's why I said we started blowing so early, me and Tevin Robinson, because, nigga, we used to catch the Tark to Cali Park.
Yeah.
And then by the time you catch the Tark home up Dixie, shit, it's you in the hood.
Yeah,
you are.
We at the center.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? And it's just, but that's the unity that we kind of, the community we lived in, everybody wasn't dying and shit like that then. You know what I'm saying? You had older niggas that might die and shit like that, but you could really roam free. The most you're going to do is get into a fight.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But the parents now, that shit be irking me, bro. Like, that's why I can't do it, bro. I had a kid that he was like a little man. This is Pee Wee's. The first day he came to conditioning, like, he's running up on the field. I'm like, man, who's this kid running up? Like, he's super, like, you feel me? I was like, what's going on? He was like, my name's Randy. He had gloves on, sleeves, headband. I'm like, man, you played before? He was like, nope. Mm-hmm. I said, how the hell you get all this gear already? He was like, I'm just ready. And I promise you, I ain't never met a kid that was ready.
Yeah.
That was, you know, you got your ones that's coming back and you know who you can trust.
Was it good?
Dog. The first day we ever put on helmets, I was like, man, we about to do a 3-on. I used to like doing like 3-on-3 or 5-on. Whoever's at practice today, by the end of practice, we'll do a little, basically like a little game. Whoever win and got to run laps, you know.
Type shit.
And man, he had his, it's the first day we had on helmets. And I'm like, you feel me? I had another coach. He's the all-time quarterback. You know how it is. So I'm like, man, I said, man, if you ain't getting the ball, you need to block. You know, that's teaching them that too. Like, you know, protect your man. Let's get in the end zone. So he wasn't getting the ball, even though I kept giving him the ball. But my little homie Manu was like, I need the ball. He's like a little Indian kid. And I had love for him.
Yeah.
So I gave him the ball. So Randy took off. And, you know, kids is shuffling up. But one of the kids was kind of like trying to run towards Manu. Randy came out. And I ain't seen somebody get blindsided.
Yeah,
crack back in years. Yeah. And this illegal. Is just helmets. Yeah. We ain't even start hitting yet. I ended it. I was like, nobody gotta run laps. You know what I'm saying? Like, but one day when we got equipment on and stuff, he broke. Like, I'm like, man, Randy's nice, man. I'm putting him on sweeps, and he's just like, he'll see one person here, sideline. If he sees somebody coming from the sideline, that DN break off, he cut that bitch up. It was little shit that I had to teach him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But one day, when a kid caught up with him when he broke and like hit him, you know, hit him, tackled him from the back. And, like, he fell on his face mask and his chin strap went to his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was crying. And I'm like, man, you'll be all right. He was crying and shit. His mama came on the field. She was like, do y'all not know how to teach kids how to tackle without hurting them? I was like, what? I said, no, ma'am. I was like, it was a freak accident. All we need to do is tighten his helmet up. You know, he's fine.
Yeah.
She said, he's never coming back. I never seen Randy
waiting
again.
On him.
Really?
I never seen Randy again. And I should have known because she was like, well, I do like y'all's team, but I don't usually let my kids start playing football till middle school.
Oh, wow.
Man, if you're seeing this, ma'am, you fucked up our season.
You did.
Gangster, because
you did.
I know, like I said, I never seen a kid that was that ready. Like,
yeah.
Mama killed it, man.
So I'm going to ask you this. Switch gears a little bit. Let's get into sold out Saturdays, man. When did they How did that come about, man? Like, how did that? Because I remember once upon a time, Coles used to jump on Sunday night. That was the night
man, Coles used to jump Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Because the bar open.
Yeah,
and it's a vibe.
Like,
food going.
Like, back in the day, like, 08, 09, that's when my pops just opened the club.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nightlife was great.
Yeah.
Because Wednesdays, you had Phoenix Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you got Coles. You feel me?
Yeah.
Facts.
And, like, everybody just came out and had fun. But sold out Saturdays came whenever, at first, Big Don and them, they was at the club on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once that crowd start, you know, fading away, that's when me and LeJerry, we teamed up and, like, man, we got to, you know, pick his shit up and take over. And then after that shit, it just... It was a movie.
It was.
It really was. That's the only place I would go was Phoenix Hill or Coles.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what they talking about.
Yeah, I swear. It's one of a kind right there.
So how did it feel like when your pops passed the torch? Like, here, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Because,
I mean,
like I said, we know similar people. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? You went to PRP. I know Woo. I know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you had the crowd.
Yeah. Because, like, I've been doing parties, shit, no lie, since I was... The seventh grade, and I threw my first house party, bro. And, like, it was my nigga, me and B.A., Central Head Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to B.A.
He went to Western.
We got the same birthday, so we did a birthday party, you feel me? And it was a block party at the end of the night. Like, everybody from Park Duval, because I stayed over off Algonquin, so all of the people from Park Duval, everybody from my school, Western High School, B.A. went to Western, I went to Johnson. So, you know, everybody came and they came in my house. Man, my mama was there. I was getting twerked on at, on the side of the house and shit. She looked at me.
Uh-huh.
I looked away. Yeah. Like, yeah, you feel me? But, you know, even police helicopters pulled up.
That's damn, it was like that. Yeah. Project X, huh?
Hey, real talk. But that's, they ain't fucked nothing up. I ain't letting nobody fuck nothing up in my spot. But... Yeah, it was like, once I did that, I was like, ah, yeah, it's on. Then I did an eighth grade birthday party. And then ever since then, I was just doing parties.
So,
What's your littest night?
Yeah, like, what's the...
From beginning to seventh grade? Because, you know, that's your resume.
Yeah. So, I ain't gonna lie, shit. Mm-hmm. Probably like my first actual, probably like my 21st birthday party at Coles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I woke up. My daddy woke me up, nigga, 9 a.m. in the morning. Me and AT, Anthony Easley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were so drunk, man. We stayed in the club at night.
Damn.
I swear to God. Me and him woke up. We was sleeping on the table.
Uh-huh.
And my daddy woke me up. Come on, let's go.
Damn.
One of them nights.
Yeah.
That's epic shit right there.
Real talk. I swear, that shit was nice.
That's epic, though.
Yeah.
What's the biggest party you seen your pops, though?
The biggest party he threw? Shit, he works. He's a bad man, man.
Yeah.
I swear. So he did a whole lot of like a Sunday night parties with the OGs, like them old heads, bro. They used to come out there, dance, keep it shuffle, and everything. He used to feed them. So it was pretty much every weekend on Sundays, Sunday nights. He had a live band playing. You feel me? So. And, like, his birthday parties, it was nice, too.
Yeah.
All of them was epic.
Facts. Like,
you know, he had major love in the city, so.
Definitely.
You know, everybody came out to have a good time and shit, so. His birthday parties, for sure.
Because you said, Coles, you jump on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. It did. Mm-hmm. And I was in there. I met a chick on Thursday. And her little rap, you know how it is. Oh, you just ain't in the club. I ain't. So, this is Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. I seen her in there, and she had the same outfit on.
Same outfit.
I'm like, what? You know? So, like, going back to Sold Out Saturday, like, what was, like, what Saturday just stood out to you? Like, everything lined up, and, like, it was just perfect, like, just, you know.
Man, honestly, we had a hell of a run, bro. It was some great Saturdays, multiple Saturdays, man.
Yeah, it was.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It was multiple Saturdays, because it's like... Coles is one of them things where you come in and just do you.
On my mind, you
ain't gotta worry about
get you something to eat.
Smoke weed.
That was my
pills.
favorite thing, though.
But I ain't popping no pills, but you know, everybody.
Facts, though.
It was chicks in the bar. I got it on camera, bro. I like, nah, I can't post this shit.
Yeah.
What was it?
the bitches popped like 3X pills at the bar and then killed it with a straight shot, bro.
Ooh. Yeah. I've been in Coles. But see, that's why Coles was my favorite because, like, I like Sexy Red. I just feel like she would be a queen of Coles. She be, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't care what people say. It was some queens of Coles. They were every Saturday.
Coles for the hoes.
You know what I mean?
It
was a real thing. But anywhere you can eat and do you and get drunk.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody be like, people used to be like, man, you gonna die, Coles. Like, man, what?
Yeah.
I'd have been to Coles, like, on the worst night, and it still ain't, it's a club. It's, you gonna have shit happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
shit happen everywhere.
Man, shit happen everywhere. But we tear each other down so much. You know what I'm saying? You see how motherfuckers be like, how much they miss it now, though.
Man.
But they, you know, Phoenix Hill, they used to big Phoenix Hill up.
They got rid of your damn liquor. You know how big of, I ain't gonna say a nuisance. I don't wanna call them a nuisance, but they got rid of that whole liquor license, that whole area of Virtue. Like, they didn't just take Virtue shit. That whole area is dry now. Like, I don't know what other bars, if any, was over there, but I'm like, damn, like, that's kind of.
But ain't like, nothing like
we
ain't nothing like
we it, only accepted in the West End, but our people, they too good for the West End because, I mean, it's niggas be fucking up shit, though, so I don't blame us, but. I don't know. We killing ourselves for real.
Yeah, you said it. You said it before we started. There ain't no real nightlife unless you go like, shit, Bardstown Road.
And we ain't receptive there.
Nah, we not.
Nah, they ain't.
4th Street Lab, none of that shit.
Nah, hell no. Nah,
I mean, one night I went to 4th Street Lab with my cousin. He's a big nigga, dog, and he was fly. I thought he was like, like Carlton fly.
Yeah, type shit.
And they was like, nah, man, in jeans and
too baggy.
What? I said, man, my nigga got the tightest jeans on out here. He's like, yeah, you ain't coming in neither.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn. Wait.
Even I got put out 4th Street Live.
For real?
Yeah.
For what? You know.
Man, it was so long ago, bro. Yeah. I don't even know, bro. Yeah. It was something petty.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, nigga. Like, yeah, you right. Fuck it, nah. I ain't coming back.
Real talk. They told me to lift my shirt up. I'm like, bro. What if you got? If I lift my shirt out to your pants, saying I'm like, nigga, I ain't doing all to get no club. Yeah. Like, what you talking about?
But they knew what they was doing, though. But man, make it hard on us.
We
make it hard on ourselves.
We do make it hard on ourselves.
That's it.
That's because everybody feel like it's something to prove at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? Especially like if I was in that life like that, like even if I had an altercation, you know what I'm saying? I would still have more respect for this establishment. Especially, you know, it's like a family.
Yeah.
You know, OG Cole, you know, Young Cole. Everybody's there. You know what I'm saying? Have enough respect to take this shit up the streets where
it's like personal love.
Yeah.
But I'm the type of niggas, they know a nigga, but then once a liquor get into them, and ain't no controlling them.
Anytime you got alcohol
and then
women.
Sunday, they be like, they call me and my daddy. Bro, my bad, bro. I ain't mean to do that shit. You feel me? That's type of shit we deal with, man. But
that makes sense, though.
So I'm gonna ask you this: like, you know, Coles, you know, it was all good, but every once in a while, you had, you know, a bad incident popped off. Like, what part of? Can you describe that process? You know, the after effects that people don't see behind the camera. Like, maybe if a lawsuit, or you got to deal with, you know, insurance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how was that? Shit, hell of lawsuits, bro. Like,
damn.
Like I was there with my daddy, you know, we was dealing with a first shooting that happened. We had to go to court, and then shit, 2 weeks later, another shooting happened, you feel me? Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, but you know, once something go down, they always say Cole's place.
Yeah.
Inside Cole's place and shit, you know, but we just take the punches and roll with the shit. And even if even when he passed away, I'm still dealing with, you know, lawsuits from the first shooting and shit.
Damn.
Who's suing you?
Man, I mean, it's a couple people who, you know, got hit.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, know, yeah.
But I mean, you know, the shit was crazy. Everything passed over, though. But, you know, in lawsuits, they still going to try to get your money, though.
Right.
You
feel me? Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about.
Kentucky's a sue happy state.
Yeah.
I know a little chick that's been a slight fender bender. Who do I call to sue? Like, do you got to sue? You got to... A little magic marker might take a little scratch at your car.
They're going to get their money, man. They're going to try to get their money.
Yeah, they're going to try to anyway.
That's the only thing about that. With that business shit, you got to be right with it.
Sure,
You're definitely right, though, because even it, like you got a barbershop, like even with like written out spaces and shit like to people, like you never know what's going to go down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you got to be ready for that shit because you just never know who's trying to bring you down or why they would try to bring you down. Like the rooftop. I was working at the rooftop one time and bro had something going on and I was like, bro, like I work here every day. Like ain't nothing going on like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I hate that we do our own people like that. Even though you said like, you know, incidents where people get too much lick in them or off the pills or anything. But other than that, it's like, damn, like outside of that, it's like, damn, y'all don't like coming here and chilling with us. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like soon as shit go down, like now we ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah,
cause sure. I ain't been there. I went to Virtue once.
I'm not really a
just like, for the wings.
Like 2016, 17 is when I kind of died on the club scene. But my favorite Coles night, it was Moneybag Yo. It was Derby, man. That motherfucker was just sold out.
It was.
My brother, this is right before my brother passed. My brother passed in August. This is like the last time we went out together. And no lie, Daquan's ass was drunk, man. We had to carry him over all the way across the parking lot.
Hey, like I seen so many people get carried out that motherfucker, bro. They have a good old time in there, bro.
Yes.
Yeah. And no lie, as soon as you know you leave out the and you can go right to Kentucky, left of the back parking lot. Yeah. So we going to the back parking lot. He's so drunk, bro. He just pulls his dick out.
Yeah.
I'm start pissing and shit. So we let him go. He falls right on his face. Boom. Yeah.
Damn.
Man, and pick him right back up. Wait till you get done pissing. Man, that was crazy.
You know what that's called?
What's that?
A good night at Cove.
It is a good night at Cove.
Tell you, that's the hashtag right there. Yes.
And we took him to his sister's house, and we just leaned him up against the door and knocked him out and got
that
him out of
like
there.
Like some kid and play shit.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Yeah.
It definitely did. But that's definitely a good night at Cove's because I ain't never left Cove's and ain't went home and it went straight on my face.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
You, I mean, where else you going to go? You done ate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You done drunk, you done smoke, you done pop you one if that's what you do.
Yeah.
But
you
that
chose,
was the
you, chose,
you know what I'm saying? You done got your little. But the thing is about it though, you ain't never gonna get a club like that.
Nah.
Motherfuckers can say what they want about a tent or whatever. Nigga, that shit genius.
Hey, real talk, bro. I swear to God.
That shit was so genius.
My daddy made something out of nothing.
Facts.
The tent, bro. I thought it was crazy when he brought the tent out for shit.
Yeah.
That motherfucker went through whatever weather.
Yeah, real talk.
I'm about to say that. I'd have been in there when it was like, it probably snowed on a good Thursday and had everybody snowed in. And Cole's place, though, Saturday and Sunday sold out because I used to live on Howard.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I would just come up there sometime just because I might be laying in the bed. Wife would be like, I sure want some barbecue.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And me, I'm like, shit, you do? Shit, I get, why you putting all them clothes on? Shit.
I got you, baby. Don't worry even about
going,
it.
Baby, I ain't even going in. Why you putting clothes on? Should I be out there eating? Ran to a blunt, get a shot.
My granny, that's kind of like my hood, 32nd. She grew up on 32nd, and my auntie lived. That's where I used to park my car, because my car got hit. You know, that happens anywhere. But
man, yeah, it do. Like that shit, man, bro. It do. We had so many complaints about that. Like, it's only so much.
Take your ass to Atlanta, bro, and see if they don't take your whole goddamn car.
Man, tell you.
Real talk.
It ain't Cole's fault at all. Like,
man, that make it so hard on us, bro. But, I mean, for my pops, he had thick skin, and me just crumbling up under him, I just gained thick skin and realized, like, shit. It
come with it.
So much. Yeah, it most definitely come with it. I got to take the punches with it.
Country Wayne said that too, though. He was like, he was doing the nightlife. You know what I'm saying? So he said he was making a lot of money off that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, and they asked him, they was like, man, well, why, you know, did you jump back in the dope game? He was like, cause he was like, shit, like, you know, shit happens in clubs, you know? So he was like, that shit only lasts so long, but y'all had a good run, though.
I used to do like, look
at a great run.
Yeah. Man, legendary.
Like, it ain't no other clubs gonna do it like that.
Never.
That shit.
Niggas tap you on the shoulder, tell you put a blackout. Like, God damn, where is Cole?
Real talk, though.
Yeah, the bottle girls had the blacks and the Rellos and man.
Oh, man.
I
didn't even know I needed this.
Yeah. What was I about to say? I forget. The liquor, that's what a lot of liquor. I used to deliver liquor. I used to work for the Republic. Like, yeah, they make it. You know what I mean? You know, that's where the money maker is.
They showed a hell of love on them drinks, too.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah.
Drinks, they get you folded.
Man, get you a Coles LIT, man. Two of them, you asking for some trouble, man.
You get it some trouble.
I used to get the Coke in the E&J. Yeah. I think that's what it was. It was super cheap. We get a whole bunch of them and just flood our little section.
So, what? You had to bring your own bottle. What was that about, to bring your own? I never.
Because, like, niggas, you know, fucked it up. So we had a, we lost our liquor license.
Ah, okay.
So therefore, we had to, you know, keep it going and like, fuck it, BYOB.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so.
Like a gathering more than a. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Just trying to still stay consistent with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just rolling with the punches. That's how we was doing.
And shout out DJ Jerry, man, because, like, man, he had that shit sold out, man.
Yeah.
Like, once y'all started doing y'all's thing, that shit was a thing.
Yeah,
it was. You know, it was not no where we going this weekend. It's coast.
Yeah,
it's
man, niggas. What's the day? Monday, niggas. Monday morning, man. I can't wait for go. I got my toes fit. And then, you know, Dave Wu, Big Dave Wu. That's my homie.
Yeah,
yeah, he loved, man. He hey, was late.
Definitely in that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I love coast.
He
bro.
Stayed in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But the same change subjects real quick though. I think it's dope that you allowing your daughter to follow her dreams, because I feel like
it is dope.
Not for everybody, but for a lot of us. I'm one of them. I had great parents, but they wasn't interested in the things I was interested in.
Yeah,
in school and find your way by the time you're 18 and shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? The artistic side, if I had artistic side or you know what I'm saying? They, like, my parents didn't really even come to games. They drop your ass off at the game and pick you up. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's amazing, dog, that you are putting emphasis in that. And she ain't got to go and get a manager or get somebody to think they know what they're doing. She fucking with her dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's amazing, bro.
Man, I appreciate it, man. That's, like you said, shit, as being a coach, I see how important parents is.
Yes,
you
sir.
So,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm 100% behind her. She started rapping, like, like, hey, what you trying to do?
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean? So, she said she want rap, so I put in the right hands and
I
made the connections, and I'm backing her 110%.
That's what she be working hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be telling my son all the time, like both my sons love, like, my youngest, he love to rap, even if he ain't saying shit.
Yeah.
He'll rap 2 hours in your room then be like, yeah, I'm going to sleep. Like, you know what I'm saying? But my oldest, he's I ain't going to call him a weirdo, but the world would. You know what I'm saying? He's
ain't
just
no
so different. That's what I always tell him.
I tell my daughter all the time, shit, the weird people is the one you need to
be make around. It. Like, I tell him all the time, like he'd be like, yeah, but like, he'd be talking to a girl, but yeah, she ain't going to like Tyler, the Creator. I'm like, bro, you don't know what she'll like. You could turn her on to because he's a Kanye, Tyler, the Creator, Travis Scott. Like, he loves good music. Like, you might walk past his room and, like, listen to Outkast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's different.
I be telling him, like, he trying to learn how to play the piano. I'm like, bro, like, if you really want to learn how to piano, if you really love Ye and you trying to tap into the shit Ye was doing, like, I would get you a beat machine. Yeah. I'd get you a laptop.
Piano lessons, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got to tap into what they like doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because pushing kids in a direction don't always mean they're going to make it or be happy.
Yeah.
Like, I want my kids to be happy. Like, be hardworking,
yeah,
but be happy in what you're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I enjoy cutting hair. Like, I enjoy getting up to cut hair. Like, people like, man, a lot of barbers don't wake up till 12. Like, that's just their routine. Like, me, I was starting out to cut to eat. Like, I was really trying to eat. So now I just be stuck in that routine. You know what I'm saying? But you got to instill that in your kids, too. If you want to do something that the world don't think that's normal for you to do, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, pursue that shit. Like,
yeah,
you know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Whatever it is.
So, like, did she have a show down in Atlanta?
Yeah. We'd be down and forth, back and forth from Atlanta.
That's dope.
Yeah, she'd be doing, like, school tours and shit. She linked up with it's a radio analyst called Lil Bankhead. He got a nice little following and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they be going to schools like every Thursday and Friday and, you know, just put out, you know, artists and shit.
Yeah.
Artists and stages in front of the kids. And them kids, they be turning up with them.
Oh,
yeah.
The kids going to let you know if it's hot or not. Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure.
Straight up. So would you ever, like, put on a show like, what's that show with Jermaine Dupri, the rap game with the kids? Lotto was, she started out on that show when she was about.
Yep.
I mean, shit.
It's like
just
a game
gotta,
show.
Yeah, I just gotta, you know, look into it because I've been hearing the music industry's fucked up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, I'm just picking and choosing and
definitely,
you know, doing my research and shit. But yeah, any good opportunity for her, I'm behind her, so I'm gonna put her to work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And plus she liked the shit, she loved the shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it'd be times where I'd be, you know, I'd be on her like, man, you gotta do this. She hit me with the, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like at first when she hit me with, I'm like, come on, bro, for real. But, you know, but she really do it. So
right.
I let her go at her own pace and shit. You feel me? So
she going to listen to you anyway. She gonna, yeah. She know you got the best interests at heart.
Like, yeah, for sure.
And that's major, though. Like, most of the artists that done made it and have, like, real successful career, like Beyonce, like, her mama and daddy been in her corner the whole time. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't nothing get... Even, like, they can say what they want about Kim Kardashian and them. Like, nigga, Chris ain't having none of that shit. Good deals only. Multi-million-dollar deals only. Fuck what y'all talking about. You know what I'm saying? Kris Jenner ain't having that shit. My, so, you know.
Like, what is some of her, like, her music influences like? What'd you say?
Man, she be listening to King Von and shit. She fucks me up, bro. Mm-hmm. I swear.
Yeah.
King Von and Lotto. And she listen to everything. She even listened to fucking Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, even Swifty. On the road back from Atlanta, she played some Taylor Swift shit. I'm like, fuck? You feel me? But
it's amazing, though, because her ear is good. Yeah. She got good ear for whatever's good. And that's dope because
good music is good music.
It is.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't deny it. Because a lot of these kids, man, like, they taste the music. I'd be like, man, he just killed 50 niggas in the last three songs. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, my son would be like, man, you don't listen to Tyler the Creator? You don't listen to Travis Scott? He started listening to Dave East, and he think Dave East is one of the greatest lyricists.
I fuck with Dave East. Ever.
Nice. I fuck with
him. Yeah, I fuck with Dave East too. And I just was gradually like playing shit that I liked. And he was like, if I look over, because he's 12 now, he damn near a little man, you know what I'm saying? So he like, that right there is nice.
Yeah.
Like he loved Lito, he loved Gates, but like his real love for music is them Grammy winning niggas. Like I used to fuck with Tyler Creator when he first came out because he was weird. Like when he ate the roach and shit and hung himself, I was like, man, that's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? But when Eminem do some weird shit. Yeah, y'all remember that, Yonkers?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, his first video ever on MTV, I remember the world premiere. It was Tyler Creator, and he's sitting on a stool, and he's, like, rapping. And it's, like, black and white. He's, like, rapping about deep shit. Just weird. It's weird as fuck. But then at the end, he lifts his hand, and it's a big-ass cockroach, like, crawling on his hand. And
he had a real roach.
Yeah. Like, like, it's crawling on his hand. Then after he got done rapping, he was like, he ate it. And then, like, he grabbed a noose and hung himself. Like, all you see is his feet. I'm like, they playing this shit on MTV?
Yes.
But to me, it was like, if Eminem and them that can do that, and what's his name? The dude used to bite the heads off the fucking pigeons. Aviar, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't we as black people tap into different type of, you know what I'm saying, genres and of rap? Because shit, my whole life, Quentin Tarantino, fucking Harvey Weinstein, they movies was fucked up. Pulp Fiction is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, true,
come on now. But when we do it, it's weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
cool when they do it.
It's cool when they do it. You know what I'm saying? But Tyler Creator got Grammys and everything. So, like, that's why I tell my son, like, man, be weird. If that's what you think it is, if you think that it's weird, like, man, do what you like to do, bro. Like, because you only got a short time to figure this shit out anyway before you got to go get a job and get some money somewhere, you know, to support it. But
like, so
it's just wild.
To change it up a little bit, like, you want to 323, man, where did that come about? Like, when did that?
Shit, that was back in high school. Because me and my niggas, all we used to do, bro, like in 9th grade, 10th grade, just shoot dice.
Yeah.
I swear, so, you know, we used to play CeeLo real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we was, at first, I ain't gonna lie to you, at first at 323, doing better every day, it was called Dead Broke Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because, like, we used to gamble and shit, and then when the girls asked, let me get a dollar. Dead broke. Dead broke. And then once we get to the age, like, man, can't be dead broke no more.
Right.
Like, fuck it. Doing better every day, you feel me? So we just changed it up. But we got the 323 from USDA, 8732, Jeezy.
Yeah.
You know, the little keypad, you feel me? So that's where we got the idea from.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's next with the football stuff? You still going to fuck with the Little League?
Shit, I'm gonna take a break this year.
Yeah.
I've been taking a break?
Yeah,
I'm taking a break too, bro.
7 years in, man.
Yeah.
I'm straight on that shit. But I'm all, you know, I'm the vice president at the Project Rim, so I'm always locked in with that. So, I'm still gonna, you know, help promote, get the kids and shit. Mm-hmm. But I can't give my time up because I got my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, then I got 3 girls, so shit, I got 10-year-old, about to be 7-year-old, and 3-year-old. So mm-hmm. they starting to show interest and shit. So mm-hmm. I'm like, shit, I already, you know, did my thing with other people's kids. Now it's time for me to, you know, put on for my kids.
That's
but
what's
I'm,
up,
man. I'm always locked in with the community and shit. Mm-hmm. So I got little kids that I damn near raised.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
ain't mine. So, you know, it's always love. I'm one call away and shit. So
I got okay. little boys, man. So how is it raising daughters? I got 2 boys.
Man, it's beautiful though. Yeah. For real, cause I ain't gonna lie, like my oldest was my first best friend since my best friend from 5th grade, you feel me? Cause my first girl best friend.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Cause like, I ain't gonna lie, when I was like in 7th grade,
mm-hmm.
got me taste that pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't no best friends at the
yeah,
day.
No, sir.
Feel me?
Yeah.
So,
no, sir.
You know, once my oldest daughter got born and shit, and then she got older, I'm like, damn, it's my best friend right here.
You yeah.
know, and I ain't never had in a long time. But, you know, them girls is blessings. And, like,
that's, hey, bro, you hit something on the head that's crazy, bro.
It is, man.
What's up?
That you, your first best friend, you know, that was a girl,
yeah.
was just your friend.
Yeah.
And you said you went through, you know, life a little bit, then you got you some, then it was like, after that, it's like, you don't see girls the same.
Nah.
Them shades come
on. One thing that own. I seen the girl, like,
yeah.
get some at.
Yeah.
But then after that, you was like, after you had your little girl, you was like, damn, this is my friend.
Yeah,
real,
for
like
sure.
I see,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Because I had to, even with me being a boy dad, like, it's certain things that I didn't want to instill in my sons.
Yeah.
But they, man, they drive me crazy. My 6-year-old, of course, my 12-year-old girl crazy. Like, he's out of control with it, but it ain't too much. But he's like, I know he's talking to this girl, that girl, you know what I'm saying? But my youngest, he got a little secret. It ain't even a secret. Like, I wish I would have brung the letters, bro. It's been 3 letters being wrote, bro.
See, man, I ain't ready for this shit.
You know what I'm saying? He in kindergarten, and she in first.
Yeah.
I said, his name is Tyre. I said, why is Zaire on this letter? Because me and my wife in the car rolling. Because she was like, dear Zaire, I love you so much.
Yeah.
They ain't even in the same class. I'm like, who's Zaire? He was like, I'm Zaire. She just don't know my name because she's not in my class.
Yeah. Oh.
She wrote a letter today.
Really?
Bro, she wrote Valentine's a letter the other day saying that I want, you know, want to be, like, you never wrote me back. I want you to be my boyfriend and all this. I was like, damn, so... Today, it was like a 3-page letter. Like, it was like hearts and a whole bunch of shit.
She wrote a 3-page letter in kindergarten?
Dog. It was like, I heart. I'm talking about long.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
But.
That's type of shit I got to deal with. You
yeah.
know? But it's just payback for me.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm getting it. Like I
they
said.
They say real niggas get the daughters, man. They real.
Yeah, they do. And like parents say, you going to get it all back. You know, the shit you do. I'm definitely getting it all back. Like. Yeah. I think certain people get what they need. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'll be a dope girl dad. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But
go ahead, keep on shooting.
You know, man, I don't know, man. I'll be 33 this year.
What'd
she,
you say you got 2 of them? Two
yep.
kids?
But they 6 years apart. Same woman. You know what I'm saying? We had our first one super young, you know, so it was like, she was been on that birth control. She's like, you know, even now, that's a thing. She's like, I've been on birth control since we was kids. Yeah. You need to get a vasectomy. I was like, whoa. What, you want kids with somebody else? Hell no, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah.
I told my African nigga, he was like, no, we don't do that. Please, I would never talk to you again.
Damn, for real.
Damn.
Yeah, he
damn,
was like, I have.
About that shit.
Man, what? Even the women, ain't no birth control. You man. Know, but at the same time, it's like, I know I would be a dope girl dad because I got nieces, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if they be spoiled rotten, I'd be dope. It would be dope. But boys, like, you get everything, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like the shit you, like my son 12, like he about to be 13. This nigga get caught watching porn and shit. Like, I'm like, bro, like, you ain't gonna delete this shit.
Bro, we had to us to watch porn back in the day, we had.
It was a hassle.
Man, had a hassle. You had to find the tape. Then you had to rewind it back at the same certain.
Yes.
All right, 1 hour. I got caught. 23 minutes.
That's how I got caught.
I left it in the DVD player. That's when DVDs came about. You said, what you doing? I was like, oh, man. Because I used to get home early. I was like, all right. Let me put this motherfucker in. I don't know where, took a nap, beat myself to sleep. She woke me up with a,
I get caught you. With the nap yeah. next to you.
Damn. I ain't never get caught like that, but I got caught because I used to steal them from my stepbrother. He was older than me. So I would go over, he was never home. Mm-hmm. And like one day I just like, you know, you snooping, I went in his coat. He had a coat in there. I'm talking about a stack like this of DVDs.
You know which pocket to go into and early.
Man, hey. After that, I was like, man. Yeah. You know, I go back home and shit like that. And one day I'm over and knocked out, like over my dad's house. And this nigga was like, hey, man. He said, a lot of my shit's missing. I'm thinking like I don't be, like, you a giant. I don't wear your clothes. He's like, nigga, booty talk 26. That's my favorite one. He said, you got three of them in your possession. Man. I was like, man. I got one of them in my suitcase.
Yeah. So you went to WKU briefly. I see you talking about, you said it was the wildest, most expensive party. Like, you want to talk about that a little bit, like your experiences there?
Man, shit was wild, bro. I went through more shit down there than I ever did in the city.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Shit was fun.
Uh-huh.
I only survived a semester down there, but, you know, it was the best semester ever.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know, just partying, just, you know, just kicking it.
Yeah.
It was like a real deal, just...
Then you meeting grown women. That's a grown woman
yeah,
world.
Yeah. And like, you feel me? Like, you in your own apartment, your dorm. Like, yeah. Where I stay, it was PFT, so it was co-ed. It was boy. It was 26 floors. It was boys, girls, all the way 26. So 13 floors of girls, 13 of dudes, you feel me?
Oh, man.
And then nothing but Louisville niggas down there.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'm quiet, but, you know, I'm with the shits.
Yeah.
Right. You feel me? So
you got the right people around you.
Yeah, too. You yeah. feel me? So it was major, you know. I wouldn't change it. I would, though, but yeah. I would have went out of town, for real.
Out of
yeah.
town?
Yeah.
That's what I tell the young niggas. I'm like, man, I got a little nigga named Shy that played for Manuel. He was like the freshman. Yeah. He was balling. And I was like, man.
Shy?
High?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure.
And I tell him all the time, I'm like, man, he be talking about little schools and shit. I'm like, bro, Oregon. Like, let's get out of here. Utah. Let's just, you know what I'm saying?
Something different, man, bro. Home's it's so always home.
Go to community. If you want community college, go out, like you say, go on out there in L.A., you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Real talk, because I feel like I would have survived more because if I wouldn't have went out of town, I wouldn't have known nobody.
Right.
And then, like, me, I'm quiet. I'm laid back. I'm, you know, read people.
Yeah.
You know, I was just too comfortable in WKU. Everybody know me. Mm-hmm. I'm the nigga with the car and shit. You
yeah.
know? Got all the girls and shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, nigga, I had two chicks in one dorm. You feel me?
You had
to get checked in and shit. I was playing with fire in West.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was enjoying life.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I regret.
They say the Nashville and the Lou was... real beefing down there, like my whole
damn nigga, for real.
Louisville, all right, bro. Listen, down there. Listen, bro.
That's it wild. Was,
have you ever seen the shirt Louisville versus everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's down in Western, bro.
Oh, yeah?
It's like Louisville niggas, they couldn't stand us. Like, no lie. Like the first party that I ever went to my freshman year, I got in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
I don't even fight. You feel me? But the Jeezy song came on. I put on for my city.
Yeah.
So it was a whole bunch of Louisville niggas. We all freshmen in there. We throwing up our L's. And then it ended up happening being the security guard was from like a side county.
Yeah.
And the Louisville niggas from last year beat his ass.
Damn.
The security yeah. guard. So you feel me? We all like that and shit. Uh-huh. Security guard popped up like, hold on. And then stole one of the niggas.
Oh, man.
So we just started jumping them then. So it's Louisville niggas versus security and yeah, everything,
everybody.
Bro. I'm like, yeah. God damn, man. Is this what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Right.
Nigga, I'm telling you, bro. And then that's when I had contacts. Nigga, one of my contacts fell out and shit. I'm sneaking niggas. Niggas yeah. sneaking me. Yeah. We got to run down steps and shit. Niggas hit me in my head. Hey, that shit, I mean, it was fun, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? But... you know, it was the most expensive party I ever intended. I ain't gonna lie. Ended up on CNN at the end of the semester and shit.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because I wasn't down there, but I knew some people. Cause I graduated 08, so I knew a couple people down there. So I shot a couple of texts like, all right, you know, shooting down there,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't all that. You know, they just, I think they just put that out there just because they said it was shooting. It wasn't nobody shooting or nothing. But, you know, the SWAT team, they came and shut down the whole campus, ran into my dorm room on my floor. That's where we was like 10 Louisville niggas on the floor.
Yeah.
Damn. That was the first mistake right there because we ain't never sleep or nothing.
Y'all on one block.
Man, I'm telling you, just imagine if, like a room like this, bro. Yeah. 10 Louisville niggas all next to each other.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was jumping, bro.
It's good, but like you said, you knew everybody. Yeah. So, you know.
So I was too comfortable. I wasn't worrying about school. Me and my nigga Joe, that's my ace. No lie, bro. It was the finals. I ain't never studied, bro. So I'm like, come on, bro. Let's go study.
Mm-hmm.
I open that book. 10 minutes later, close the book. Yeah. I'm like, fuck it, bro. It's over, bro. Yeah. It's over.
But I regret not going to college. Like, I kind of knew I wasn't going. Like, even with my wife, I remember I hit her up one day, like, I'm thinking like, damn, if she go, it's probably gonna be over.
Nah, yeah.
And just keeping it real, like, just becoming a man, like really, like if you know. So that's what made me ask. So like, if you going on, like you might as well go on.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, I'm not going to college. I might go. So I'm gonna go somewhere in the city. You know, I know I'm gonna go and fuck it off, and my parents ain't got enough for me to send me. But I just regret not going because she always says like, but you probably would have found your way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
because you meet and network with like. People who's on some, knowledge
and
shit,
you get
though,
and you get me? To find new things you might not even knew you know what I'm saying, fucked with, you know, business wise or for whatever you're trying to get into. But just your experience that you had, bro, like that's worth going. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Even if you don't, you don't stay, that's worth going. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you can give the game to everybody else, like, man, but go to school and go to school, bro.
And
like,
that's all I do. I just give game off of my experiences and shit. Like, that's how I raised my daughters. Like,
got to.
Because even growing up in, you know, elementary school, like, I was in traditional program. And then, I ain't gonna lie, fifth grade, it was a black teacher that was dating my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, she was mean. I like, nah, I ain't ready to do it. She gonna make an example out of me. Right. So I talked my mom into, like, man, let me go to a different school because I don't want to deal with her. She's like, all right, cool. Then I went to Cane Run my fifth grade year, and like shit was so easy, like from a traditional school to a regular school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and me, I was instigated back in the day. That's why I'm so quiet now, because I realized,
you
like,
already been
man,
yeah, I instigated. Yeah,
I like shit, nigga, I was on bullshit. So, fifth grade, I was getting in trouble and shit, not caring and telling. Basically finessing the teacher, because you know, I knew schoolwork, and then I knew how to be bad, and I knew how to not get caught.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you feel me? When I'm going in there with niggas, this nigga didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, ah, hell yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
So
you just knew how to be balanced.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Still pass shit, because all my realist niggas failed fucking third grade and or fourth grade and like, you know what I'm saying, like. But it's always niggas like y'all, because you said you was the same type of nigga.
I'm saying, bro, I'm telling you, because I was a joke. So I still get niggas, not no more, because people be going, I'm older. I can get crazy, but boy, I was a motherfucker. Ask anybody, I'll ride a nigga out from 7:40 when that bell rang.
Facts.
Might be the same person, but I'm throwing, every time I'm throwing jokes.
Yeah, that was our era too, though. Like, can't do that now. Nigga come and shoot you.
Yeah, they crack.
Niggas take too personal.
They do.
What you mean? I get it, man.
Type shit.
Yeah,
sure.
You know. Yep. But yeah, I came to, because I get done my work real quick.
Yeah.
And start joking. Yeah. And it's eighth grade at Westport.
I might be throwing, just throwing crayons or something. You feel me? Just.
So, you know, the last day at middle school, you come dressing, you know, you graduate. Nigga. Yeah. They like they seen the ghost. You graduating? What you mean? How you do it? Man, I did my work, fam. Y'all just idiots. You know, y'all fucking around.
Tight, bro.
My work's done, man.
I got a good story about that. Me and my cousin, Tevin. I told you we start smoking.
Yeah.
Young. Tevin Robinson.
Tevin Robinson.
Yeah, he went to Central.
Yeah,
Walter Wallace's brother. Eric Clark's little brother. But I remember one time we went, he's one of my close people that I'll say everybody I know. that failed before, failed the third grade.
Yeah.
And he was one of them niggas that he knew everybody. Everybody fucked with him, but he was just a grade behind everybody. You know what I'm saying? So one day, like, you feel me? Me and this nigga be hitting weed together and everything in middle school. Like, you feel me? His mom used to put roaches out like that. Mm-hmm. So like he might just be
bad,
like,
ass. Yeah, we smoked no weed.
We was terrible. Like, but we was, as I said, we was outside. Like, it was neighborhood shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But this nigga one day, like, he's a joker. Like, you might see this nigga. This nigga wasn't even in my grade, but he walked past the class and walked in your class. What up, cuz?
Yeah.
You know, he just a fool. But one day I'm like, I'm damn near didn't even want to go home with my report card. I'm like, fuck, like, it's weak. Like, I'm about to be on punishment.
Yeah, he knew.
I'm trying to get a couple of days in, but my little brother used to come in and be like, I got straight A's.
Yeah.
But I walked to the front of Farnsley, bad. Like, my eighth grade's back in the back. And I walked all the way to the front and said I need to use the restroom. Went all the way to the front of the school. And I looked in there. There was a dance going on. It was an AB Honor Roll dance. I'm like, what the fuck? That's my nigga.
Yeah. Man.
Tevin was in there. That nigga came. He came out. He was like, what's up, cuz? Got brownies, got cookies. And this motherfucker, I'm like, nigga, how are you in there?
Yeah.
Fuck you mean? Nigga, I do my work, nigga.
Yeah.
Straight A's and B's, nigga. I'm like, nigga, you's a messing ass nigga.
Bro, I went to Florence in my sixth grade year. And then I was so bad. Did you have Miss Cox?
Miss Cox. Wasn't that the principal?
Like the assistant principal.
Yeah, but, assistant principal. Yeah.
Bro, she couldn't stand me.
Like, what grade? Where you graduate? Oh, 08. Okay, yeah. I'm 2010.
So I just went, bro. I was so fucked up, bro. I went sixth grade, Farnsley. Then my mama, she like, man, fuck it. She going back to traditional.
Farnsley, mm-hmm.
So she sent me to Johnson seventh grade, and then I was so caught up in, you know, fifth, sixth, and the regular school, can't run to Farnsley.
Right, right.
So I came there on bullshit. So they put me out.
Yeah, and I
went to last of my eighth grade year. Nigga, I was making like C's and D's just getting by.
Yeah.
Last, nigga, straight A's, bro. Yeah.
There you go.
For me. But like the teaching level, like, it was a culture shock to me from Johnson to last of. I was dealing with niggas who didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Like, when I seen that, I'm like, all right, it's my niggas, bro. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They broke us down in groups A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
Like, A's is the niggas who come to do work.
Right.
B's is the niggas who come to do work but can't understand shit.
Yeah.
C's is niggas that can't stand shit.
Yeah,
and these niggas don't give a fuck about shit.
Right.
So, you feel me? They broke us down like that. And once I seen that, I'm like, damn, this shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I realized at a young age how, like, they separate
people
and shit. Mm-hmm.
How they doing life for real. Like, upper class, middle class.
Hell yeah.
Facts.
So, when I seen that, I'm like, and then I'm telling the teachers, like, I'm finessing the shit out of teachers eighth grade.
Yeah, because it was too easy. Yeah. I've always been a C-ass nigga.
Yeah, the fake teacher's
I'm
pay.
I'm going to get C.
fake teacher's pay.
But see, my mom used to say that. She was like, you always got away with, even when I was young, like, you got away with women and females and stuff, and you talk your way into this with females. You need to finesse them motherfucking teachers. Because my little brother and my big brother, they both have been to prison and everything, but they was the greatest kids growing up. Like, my little brother went to Johnson. He went to Englehart, first nigga I ever knew that went to fucking year-round school. Like, summer, this nigga's going to school. And then my big brother went to Bird and Mel. But, you know what I'm saying? I could make them type of grades. Like, if
you
I made a C and shit.
Went to Bird and Mel?
Yeah, my big brother, Derek Perkins.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my big brother. That's my blood brother.
For sure, for sure.
Yep. Free D Perk, man. Free my brother, man.
Yeah, yeah. Damn.
That nigga D Perk, like, man, that nigga went to WKU and all that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas was geniuses. Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember one day, like, I'm like, damn, like these niggas got straight A's and B's, you feel me? And them niggas going to get Jordans. Yeah. And I'm going with them.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I'm walking out the mall with nothing.
Uh-huh.
Same house. You feel me? And my big brother used to be like the flyest nigga to me. He had waves, do where I used to try to do the same shit. And I used to be like, man, how can I get me some Jordans? He'd be like, dumbass nigga, you need to make some good grades.
Yeah, right.
But before we go on, let's subscribe to our YouTube, Big and Lazy Podcast. Instagram is Big and Lazy Pod. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to ask you this. So for the people, man, it's Cole's coming back. Sold out Saturday. Is a slim chance it might.
Man, it might be over for Coles.
Oh man,
we done had our. We'd have had the greatest run in ever.
What was that run? 15 years? What was it?
15 years? To 16 years, yeah. Ooh, real yeah, tough.
That's a long time, though.
Yeah.
First people to bring Future to the city.
Hey, we had, shit, 20.
Plies?
Yeah.
I was at the Plies, like.
I'm trying to think, who was the first concert? Future was the first concert.
Damn, for real?
I think
so.
That's crazy.
That was the, I'm trying to think. I forgot his album, like the.
Dirty Sprite?
Dirty Sprite, I think so.
Yeah, the first Dirty Sprite.
It's crazy.
And
right
shit, we done had legends come through her for real.
Yeah,
so many that I can't even think Gucci. Of right now. Gucci, motherfucker, Too Short. Shit.
Too Short, yeah. Remember Too Short?
Too Short was the first OG concert there. And shit.
Yeah, Dolph too, didn't you?
Dolph, a couple times.
Yeah,
two
uh-huh.
or three times.
So
real.
Can we see? I know y'all did that Club H2O.
Yeah.
Could we see more of that? Just like you just you know, just
up
throwing
shit,
up parties.
Yeah. We're gonna most definitely do that.
Cause I mean you gonna still bring that same crowd out, man. So just make sure y'all motherfucking support, man. Motherfuckers be trying to they go to Miami, Atlanta, don't wanna pay. I seen people, man, they want this to get in the club. So
yeah,
fucking
niggas,
what?
Niggas is tripping about us
like, come
paying
on, man.
Charging $20 a head to get in the codes, bro.
Man,
but they go to other clubs and pay 40.
Man. Right, 40, 50, to brag
been,
up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd have been in L.A. and they talking
nigga
about...
Nigga put out, they sell.
Right.
You feel me?
You can't even fire your weed and weed blacks and blunders up in here.
You feel what I'm saying? I went to, when I went to L.A. one time, and they was it was just like a... like we was like, damn, this motherfucker look fat, jumping. You feel me? But they was like, all right, we think it's just like a bar and grill. They're like, no, this is a nightclub. And we're like, cool, like,
where
shit, let's get in. This is in L.A. I don't know what part. We were just like kind of walking like a strip.
Mm-hmm.
And like my whole family was like, shit, let's go in here. You feel me? And they was like, yeah, it's 60, mm-hmm. 70 to get in.
Yeah.
Type shit. Like, what the fuck is going on in there?
Just to get in.
Just to get in. That ain't even counting drinks.
So let me ask you this. Like, they say codes for the hoes. Do you got any like, you ain't got to implicate yourself in there, but do you got any like, wow, like she was, you know what I mean? Like some old... old smut story, you know. You know.
Man, it went down the codes, man. That's all I got to say,
bro.
It's just, whatever you see is what you see.
And what happens in codes, stay in codes like Vegas,
real
baby.
Real talk. And, like, codes was jumping before the iPhones and, you know, and all that
man,
shit.
Man,
so, you know, it was going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then at one point in time, we had, after the party, we was playing poker and, you know, had chicks in there and, you know, just after hours, but it was exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was a nice little time that we had right there, but.
Sound lit. I know it wasn't on no flyer.
Nah, hell
I missed
that.
Nah,
it wasn't at all. We couldn't let everybody know about that.
Yeah.
Right.
But that shit got out and then we had to slow that shit down. You know?
Yeah.
Had a nice little run of that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know you know a lot of people. Is there anybody that you would like to see on here that you can actually get on here, though? Like,
just name who y'all want to get on here.
Man. Now, you got to just plug
us. You know what
I'm
saying? You got to plug us. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, somebody you think would be a good fit. I might like it. I just, anybody, you know.
Shit. It.
Even if they just, one of the homies is wrecked and they just got to, you know, shit.
Man, shit, C. Tez look wild ass.
Yeah,
that nigga's wreck.
I appreciate it.
That nigga's wreck. I call him right now.
Yeah, okay. Same thing Chan 1 did. Chan 1 called him. He was like, man, just tell him to hit me up. Remember?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he
called
C. Tez? Yeah,
he
was on the air.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He
gonna pull up on his Debo bike. Nigga. Sweating, even though it's cold.
It ain't nobody's birthday. It ain't nobody's birthday.
Really
tough. We definitely got to tap in with C. Tez. C. Tez.
So this is the Big and Lazy podcast. You got to give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
Yeah.
So, man, I ain't going to lie. The Billion Dollar Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Trevo.
Shout out Trevo. Yeah. I had one.
I pulls up on that nigga every time he posts something, bro. For real. That's what I like to do. I like to eat.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so shit. Trevo, C-Tez.
Oh, yeah, I don't answer. Yeah.
What up, boy?
What's up with you?
Man, you got to come on the podcast, man. Yes, the Big and Lazy Podcast, man. Come fuck with us, man. Get the post in the minute. Huh? All right, well, I'm going to get your number from Cole, man. I'm going to shoot you a text. All right. She appreciate
ever,
that, bro.
She ever eating booty, boy?
Yeah, he's over here.
Look at him.
But shout out to C-Taz, man. Say, yeah, man.
Say something to the
say
mic, man.
Say something on her. Say something to the people. There we go. Yeah.
Seven counties.
Okay.
Hey, real talk. I had to drop a nigga off. When was that? That nigga ready to get locked up for life one time, boy. Hey, he was 3 minutes away from being late. Nigga, he's over off Algonquin. I had to take it.
Say that nigga.
Hey, yeah. Real talk, though. What year was that?
Okay.
Real talk. That nigga was like 3 minutes from deadline, nigga. I had to take
man.
A nigga.
Man, you a legend, man. You gotta come pop your shit, Brody.
Alright, for sure, bro. Look at this. I got you, boy. Chew.
Alright. So you say the travel burger, the million the dollar burger.
Yeah.
I got a story about that, quick story. Yeah. When I came out of lung surgery and I finally went home and I could really eat, that's what I got. My cousin, I live at Middletown now, but I was right behind St. Matthew's Mall. And, like, she was so happy to do something for me. I'm like, cuz, can you do something for me? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I need a motherfucking $1 billion burger.
Yeah.
With everything on it. And that was one of the best burgers I had.
Nah, man. That's just fire, though.
Support your locally owned, man. We be tearing each other down so much. Like, I'm going to say this. We tear each other down so much because we always got somebody that's doing something. Like, if you got somebody that's doing music, be like, man, my cousin do music. He's dope. Yeah, but my cousin do music. He's dope. Instead of saying that, put them together. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you got no chick to make a plate, make sure you eat from both of them bitches in 1 week.
Yeah.
You
real
know
talk,
what I'm saying?
Though.
Stop hating, man.
And share a post. Nigga.
Man, come on.
Right. That's all it takes is share a like, comment. It ain't nothing. You on that motherfucker anyway. Yeah. But you're going to wish little baby a happy birthday.
Come on.
Yeah. I fuck with you, bro.
Man, I just ain't going to read that shit, nigga.
Yeah. Ain't even going to read it.
At all, nigga.
Comment, he ain't going to like it. Man.
That's how it be, though. It I swear, do. But like, feel me? Niggas got to just know. That's what it's going to be. But fuck, keep on rolling with the punches, man.
Definitely.
And you got to get with something lazy, something good to watch.
Shit, yep. I be tapped into anything 50% produced.
Oh God!
Shout out 50%,
talk, man. That nigga's a goat.
The
man.
Goat. Give that me something, bro.
The biggest 50%.
Right, real talk, though, bro. Yeah. Like raising Canaan right now. That's just it.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I always start shit when it's dying off.
Yeah.
Like I started Power 6 seasons with Ghost. I started like season 4.
I watched the first season with Raising Canaan. I ain't watched the last two.
I started Raising Canaan, but as soon as I got on Facebook, why I got to watch it when it's done. And you know what I'm saying? Like Breaking Bad, I didn't watch Breaking Bad it was season finale. Then I wouldn't watch it. Because people are ruining it for you.
And another thing, I don't like to wait until the next fucking week.
No, I hate that
shit.
I want
to binge watch this shit. If it's good, I'm going to watch this shit in like 2 days. You know what I mean?
Because I've been on guests for BMF. Like, come on.
Yeah.
This nigga to move to Atlanta. I'm trying to see what's going on.
When that shit supposed to come back?
March 1st?
It's coming.
Yeah,
I think it's March 1st or something like that, man. Shout out 50, man. Shout out Big Meech and Lil Meech, man. Shout out Tariq, man, from the city, man. Like,
yeah, he is from the city, too.
He act like it, too.
Man. And that shit, we out.
Yes, sir. Gotta hit y'all with another one, man. Shout out Confirmed, man.
Hey, follow, subscribe to Clean Jive 502.
Network.
For sure.
Say it one more time, because he was plugging this shit.
Follow and subscribe to Clean Jive 502, man. She's up, man. The next hottest artist in the world, bro.
Yes, you bring up out the set, man.
Yes, sir.
She most definitely will. She already texted me now, and she looking at my location.
Let her know we want her on, man. Young legends, man. And we out, man, just like that.
Big and lazy. I be on my missions, but everybody know that. Getting on the stage, flexing and performing. Got the interviews, about to start touring. All my haters.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.